Bruce Harder is the Director of Essential Services with the Fort Vermilion School Division. He joins us on the line today. Bruce, thank you very much for joining us. We're back to school already. My, has the year flown by. Comments, please, on the fact that the kids are back in school as of next week.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's a good time for us. Definitely busy in preparation for it, but we've been working hard throughout the summer to prepare for this.
One of the biggest things, obviously, with being back to school is safety is obviously the biggest concern, and motorists need to get back into the school zone habit, I guess.
Right.
What is your take on the fact that we need to get back to school zone habits and slow it down to 30K?
Well, that's exactly right. The 30-kilometer-hour zone, we kind of forget about it throughout the summer. As soon as you see those children walking along the streets or buses pulling up, it's a good reminder. But we do have to be extremely careful whenever there's kids in the area, and especially in the school zones, because there's bound to be a lot of them there.
Not only do the motorists have to be careful, but I'm guessing the kids have to be careful as well, especially with the excitement brewing of the first day of school. Is that a true statement?
100%. Yep. They also have to recognize what's around them. Be careful when they're crossing the streets. Use the crosswalks, obviously. If there's a lighted crosswalk, use that. Have your heads up. Take a look around. See what's coming.
Curiosity on my part here, Bruce. Do the buses in the Fort Vermilion School Division have the cameras?
They absolutely do. Yes, and it is our policy to report any kind of infraction that we see. Basically, what every one of our buses is equipped with a camera that not only sees the inside of the bus but the outside of the bus. Front and back and to the side, and so we catch quite a few people doing this, either passing on a red light or not being cautious, I guess, and we have some contacts with the RCMP, which we forward these videos to them, and I mean, it's up to them whether they lay charges or not, but even the conversation sometimes is a good reminder for people to slow down and be a little bit more careful around our buses.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask that here, Bruce. How much work is being done with the school division and liaison officers and or the RCMP, especially at this time of the year when school is getting back into session?
Yes, so we have contact people that we have with the RCMP that, I mean, they work on other things as well, but they are our person to get a hold of whenever we have any kind of an issue. And so we have a really good relationship with that person, and they're the ones that communicate with us, and we communicate with them anytime there's any kind of a problem. And actually, we've had them at our bus driver startup meetings as well to kind of go over the rules of the road and just to freshen up our thing for the bus drivers as well. So it's been really good.
When all the factors are added up here, Bruce, I'm talking the students, the motorists, the parents, officials, the school buses, etc. When it comes to the safety of all parties involved, does it just boil down to common sense, or is that too boiled down?
Well, it depends on what your common sense is, I guess. There is the rules of the road, and they are there for that reason, I guess. Not everybody's common sense is that common. So basically what we're asking for of people is that they are cautious and that they follow the rules of the road, which especially during the start of a school season, we tend to forget things over the summer. And so we have to remind ourselves and just be extra careful during that time. So common sense is good, yes, but the rules are there because not everybody has the same common sense.
I think that will work just fine. Bruce Harder is the Director of Essential Services for the Fort Vermilion School Division. Bruce, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.